Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL line moves are happening in week number 5 in the National Football League. We'll get to that coming up. A handful of games that we want to get to. One crossing through the zero, which we'll get to coming up. But Sam, you were just telling me about some issues that you're dealing with, and I'm kind of dealing with the same thing that's going on. What are they?
Look, I try and keep a very clean inbox. So no more than 3 unreads on my personal email. The work email, I don't even look at it. Forget it. You need me, call me or text me. Don't email me at the work email because that'll get read next month. But my personal, my Gmail, I like to keep it very clean. My rule is 3. I want no more than 3 in the inbox. It makes me uncomfortable. Maybe that's weird. That's how I roll. I just checked the inbox. I had 5 new emails. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm literally a clicker and a deleter or a reader and a deleter. Get it out. Get it off my desk. Got 2 more emails from our girl Kelly in Vegas about 2 more contests at Splash. She is, and we're going to ask her about this tomorrow. She's addicted to Splash, right? Like contests, creating contests. I'm convinced she can't stop.
No, it's not that. She's addicted to making money. that's what it is. Yeah. I got these same 2 emails. It's enough, dude. It's enough. Stop. Like, and here's the thing. Here's what's going on. People are waiting for a chaotic week in the NFL, and I already see it happening. Why do you think that's the case? Because then everybody's going to have a revival pool. Everybody's going to have a new survivor and blah, blah, blah. Like, I might do it. We'll see. I run these pools too, but I keep it to Survivor. I'm not doing everything under the NFL ATS, college football ATS. Let's have a touchdown parlay one. Let's do this. Let's do that. Like, it's just, okay, we get it. Jeez, if I want to join them, I know where I can find these sorts of pools. It's like, you don't need to invite me every 10 minutes, every single day. And it happens with everybody. I don't know. I understand why you're annoyed. I get annoyed too, because it's too much. Like, come on.
I just have no interest. And we can have fun with Kelly about this, and she'll say, you know, what we expect her to say. I just have no interest in joining a touchdown survivor pool for week 6.
I don't either. I don't either.
Here's the parameters of this contest. And maybe somebody listening is interested. They can go to Splash and check it out. It's Kelly and Ariel's $10,000 touchdown survivor. You pick 2 players for the first week, and then you also get an alternate. They have to be on different teams. If either player records a touchdown, your entry advances, but the alternates will replace. The bio or the description is,
it's stupid.
It takes me 5 minutes to read all the rules. My head hurts just thinking about it.
Yeah. So basically you're picking 1 player to score a touchdown. If your player scores a touchdown, you survive to the next week, right? Is that the idea?
I think, but I haven't read the 3 paragraphs yet.
So
rules.
I was talking to them before the baseball season about MLB, and it seemed like they didn't really want to do Major League Baseball, or they didn't have the interest, or they didn't think the interest was there, but they were talking about doing a home run one. I'm like, I'm not interested in doing that. So like every day I got to pick someone to hit a home run, or even if it's every week, I don't know. I think people would rather follow teams. I know prop betting is the thing, but I don't know. That's just a side conversation. But to your point, I'm not really into that, but we're not really into props like some bettors are. And maybe they're thinking, okay, people bet props a lot. We've been here. I've been here for 10 years now that it's the next big thing. It's popular, but it's nowhere near as popular as sides and totals in our world. And you just can't bet that much on it anyways. If you wanted to, that be your thing, it's hard to get down on it anyways.
Well, if you don't want to join the $10,000 touchdown score pool, you can join the Week 6 College Football ATS Pick'em.
Yeah. Like, look, I'm in a lot of pools, and I laugh at myself about it, and you laugh about it. But, like, they're massive pools, and I devote a lot of time to them. Like, just to do hundreds every week, I would not be interested in it.
No.
That's me. If I'm going to dedicate a lot of time, I'm going to join pools. Like, let's make it 100K, you know, $1 million. Like, I don't know. Like, these little ones every week. It's like, Jesus. Are you really coming out ahead, even if you hit one?
Probably not. I'm so up against it and everything else that I don't have the capacity for another in-season contest. Yeah, I just don't.
No.
Speaking of things that I'm not interested in, but the market is. Did you see how Tennessee got bet last 24 hours? Down to 7 at Circa. Arizona, favored at home, obviously, against the Tennessee Titans as we transition into lines that have moved early in the week. This number was 9.5, and now we're down to 7.
Yep.
I understand. People don't want to bet the Titans, and we've talked about how putrid they've been against the number. And it's not just a small sample size. It's going back like 35, 40 games. We talked about this. Todd Furman had the tweet. Evan Abrams was tweeting about how bad the Titans have been, ATS. But they're getting bet, Joe. And I did it last week. I hate to say that I can't do it again, but the market came in yesterday, and they shoved – Tennessee catching points, 8.5, 8, and now 7.5 are starting to disappear. I didn't see that coming on a Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, but it happened.
I'm thinking that this might be the game that blows up survivor pools.
Yeah?
Could be. I think I'm staying away from it. Look, Arizona, you know my stance on them. And then the first two games, they beat bad teams in New Orleans and Carolina. Then they keep it close against a divisional rival or divisional opponent at San Francisco. They end up losing on a last-second field goal. Then last week at home, they lose in a division again. But if you like look at the numbers in that game, they were whooped. Like, it should not have been 23-20, even though that was the final score. Now you get Tennessee. How much do you trust them? You trust them? Like the competition steps up just a little bit. Just a little bit. It's a beat-up San Francisco team, and it's Seattle, which we're trying to figure out what they are. And they don't win. Those wins against bad teams, they were one-score wins too. I never know what we're going to get with Kyler Murray. Never. So that's a guy I don't want to bet on. Certainly not laying more than a touchdown with him against anybody.
I understand wholeheartedly with Kyler Murray. He's just one of those guys that he just so up and down. And the highs are very impressive. The lows, the passes directly to an opposing linebacker are just mesmerizingly bad. But the money doesn't lie. They came in, they bet Tennessee.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They came in and bet a team that didn't score a single point last weekend. That's who they want to put their money on. It's always funny how that works.
You know who else they bet? They're betting a quarterback who's never won a game. Not his first year. I'm talking about Rattler. Rattler still hasn't won a game. Is he 0-10 now, straight up? And New Orleans goes from -1 to -2.5 against the G-men. Dart off a win. Of course, you got the neighbor's injury. That's part of it. Everybody knew the second they saw it. It's probably a torn ACL, and that was confirmed. So he's done for the year. So New Orleans, a 2.5-point home favorite, a place that they haven't played that great in recent years, going up against the Giants. Even with that neighbor's injury, I would think that there's a lot of life in that building. Under the radar, everybody's talking about Dart and the injury and Scadaboo. Dale Carter had 5 quarterback hits in that game. I'm waiting for his blow-up game. Maybe this is it.
It's very tough for me, just given how I've bet the NFL the last couple of weeks. I'll just speak for myself. I've taken a lot of ugly sides and perceived good numbers, and these teams aren't getting home. And maybe that's my fault. Paul said on Monday, no more Saints. No, not Saints. No more Panthers. No more Titans. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I want to bet Carolina so bad. You know? And then you look at the Saints and you're like, oh, everybody loves Jackson Dart now. It's been shoved down our throats. I know you got a great number for offensive rookie, but they could easily lose in New Orleans. But I'm jaded, and this is the struggle that we go through when you do – NFL season-long content and don't want to look stupid on a radio show or a video show or whatever. Like, do I really want to give them Carolina again? Do I really want to give them Tennessee again? It does weigh on me, for sure. I'm just being honest here. Like, but I'm not betting Arizona, and I'm not betting the New York Giants. So do I just stay off it? I don't know. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. Thursday's a big swing day for me. I wake up Thursday, and I want blood. Today, I'm like, ooh, Carolina, New Orleans, Tennessee. And then you think out loud, why am I sick? Why am I sick in the head that I want to bet these awful teams?
I have a question. Where's the room? Are the Giants in the room? Then we know what to do.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, they probably will be. Giants will be in the room. Don't think the Titans will be in the room. The Lions will probably be in the room. They go from 8.5 to 10.5. Through the 10, Sammy, a lot of that reaction after seeing Cincinnati on Monday night. Now they got the short week. They're an absolute disaster. And now you get the Lions, team that's as hot as anybody.
I agree with you on that one. I think another one that's going to be in the room, Not that we're playing who's going to be in the room, but why not? We've got 30 seconds.
I heard the room is stupid.
Well, not on Monday night they weren't. So the bit's dead because the room had a nice night, finally. I would be shocked if the room didn't line up to bet the Patriots as a dog on Sunday night. I think that's definitely going to happen.
Really? Oh, well, I'll be lining up in the – I think I'm going to bet the Bills anyway, whether the room's involved or not. But, yeah, that's interesting. They line up on Houston.
Lamar Cooper Rush? Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. They're going to make it tough on me. They're going to make it tough. The Rams is moving, too. Tomorrow night, 5.5 to 6.5 against San Francisco. Interesting. Can we get to 7? We'll see. Davis Maddock will drop by next. Joe O, Sammy P, Betsowitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.